You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you get financial independence, quit your J-O-B, and retire early, and never work for anybody else ever again by investing in real estate. And in today's show, I'm super pumped to bring on one of my students who jumped right to multifamily investing, is making a lot of money in cash flow, and now he's going to show you how he did it and how you could do it as well. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
What's up? Super blessed, as always, to have you here with me on the show. Now, I am so excited that you come back every single week. In fact, I have people binge all of 400 episodes now. Actually, this is like the 407th episode that I'm putting out, and I have people that go back and they listen to every single show over and over again so that it helps them to invest in real estate. They go back, because honestly, this is mostly a solo show. I rarely do interviews. Sometimes I do, but the majority of it is me teaching you how to invest in real estate. And that's the main goal, the reason why I have this show. And I make my money through real estate. That's how I make my money, and I'm still investing. In fact, you need to be so excited for this time that we're entering right now. Did you know that I think it was Amazon just laid off 1,400 people because of AI or automations in their business? And I think it was GM. GM, I think they create like the lightning truck or something like that. Well, sales are so terrible, nobody's buying those, that they laid off like, I don't know, a couple thousand people as well. There are so many jobs being lost to AI or automation, as well as the economy is not doing that well. I heard Chipotle on their most recent call, conference call, or let's say stock call, where they tell everybody what's going on in the business. Well, they just said that they cannot pass on their expenses that are arising. They can't pass it on anymore because their customers are not able to spend any more money. So we see some trouble heading in the economy. On top of gold is at the all-time high. In fact, it went up to $4,400. Now it's back down to right around $4,000. Well, people are saying it should go up to about $5,000, which I've been buying gold for a while. I love gold. I love silver. Silver is at the all-time high of $52 to $55. Things are going really, really crazy in the economy. And I'm seeing people don't have that much money for, you know, really for living anymore. Now, that's a great thing for me and you. For me and you as real estate investors, if we are ready, we're going to take this huge opportunity that's coming. If there is an economic recession, maybe there's a correction, or if there's a crash, especially if there's a crash, if you're ready to invest in real estate, you're going to be making so much money. I've been telling you, more than likely, you've been listening to my show for a couple of years now, and I've been telling you for 2 or 3 years, if not longer, be ready because there's going to be an amazing time to invest in real estate. Real estate doesn't always go up, or the economy doesn't always just keep going up and never stop. It eventually comes back down. It eventually corrects and sometimes even crashes. And so I've been telling you for the last 2 or 3 years. Now, you might be listening to this right now and saying, well, Dustin, if it's going to be right now, I'm not ready. Well, I'm telling you that you need to always be ready for a great deal. Now, if the economy does correct and does crash, then you better be ready. You're going to be buying a lot of real estate. But you can't ever time the market. The real estate market might take off again. It might go back up and it might just double from where we are now. I have no idea what's going to happen, but you need to be ready for amazing deals. That's what you need to be ready for. And you need to be actively investing. If you're not actively investing like I am and all my students are, then you're not actively finding deals. You're not having other people that are going to be giving you money or lending you money in order to buy that real estate. You're not getting these amazing deals out off market. Now, like I said, I'm a real estate investor and I still invest in real estate. We bought 3 single family homes this year. We're looking to buy 1 or 2 more before the end of the year is over. And on top of that, I'm super pumped about this. Now, like I'm telling you, there are a lot of problems in the economy and in the real estate market. So we just got another apartment complex under contract. I am so excited about this. Now, you know me, I love residential. Four units or below, it's my bread and butter. Absolutely. I do that in my sleep. I've coached thousands of people now how to do that. And now I also invest in multifamily. Now, I will say I'm not the expert in multifamily. And if you realize this, and this is the reason why I have the show, this is the reason why I have like thousands of students now all help each other. It's a team sport. When you find the right people around you, you're going to have amazing people helping you to do more amazing things than if you try to do it by yourself. Now, I have my good friends, Jason Yerusi and Pili Yerusi. They spoke at my conference, ever since the beginning. They've been to every single one, and Income Building Live is what we now call it, because I want you to build income. That's going to be in March. You want to go to IncomeBuildingLive.com. You want to come and hang out with me for a three-day conference. It's going to be amazing, but that's not what I want to tell you about. We just got another property under contract. It's a 94-unit apartment complex. And here's the amazing thing. This is a value add. What that means is when we buy it, we're going to put some money into it. We're going to make it worth more and rents so much more. Now, in 2024, we bought a 355-unit apartment complex near Nashville, Tennessee. We bought it and it is amazing. It's doing so terrific. All of our investors are so pumped about this because they're getting their distributions. They're making money. They love it. But at the same time, this, the Cove is what it was called or what it is called. Well, there was a property right in the middle, another apartment complex that we did not own that was driving down the values of our property because you drive by it and you're like, ooh, I don't like that place. And then you see ours, the Cove. It looks really, really good. And so our rents get a little lower because this property in the middle is just not that, it's not taken care of. It looks terrible. It's like, oh, this is trashy. The great thing is we've been talking to the seller for 2 or 3 years now. They finally are ready to sell. Now, here's the great thing. They're going to sell it to us. We got it under contract, 94 units. We're basically going to be owning an entire block of apartment complexes, which is fantastic. But here's another great thing. Because we're investors, like I've been telling you, you need to be an investor. You need to know what you're doing. Other people need to know that you're an investor because they know that we are investors. They came to us. We've already been talking to them for 2 or 3 years. They came to us. Now, the property, we're buying it for $101,000 a unit, and we could literally turn around and sell it for $135,000 a unit. The reason why is the seller's distressed. They're not able to pay their loan because the property is 60% rented. 60%. We try to shoot for 95 to 98% rented. Well, they're only at 60%. So like, how do you run your business like that? And on top of that, they should raise their rents $300 to $350 per unit. But because they have not taken care of the property, because they're terrible at business, like I told you, we need to be business owners, run it like a business. Because they're terrible at that, they're making so much less money and they're going to lose the property to the bank. Well, they came up at us and said, hey, we want to sell. And so we're buying it distressed, which is amazing. We love it. We're going to be able to put probably about $1.5 million into it, make the value so much more. We could probably resell it for $150,000 per unit. So anyways, long story short, we got another property under contract. I am so pumped about this. Now, one quick thing, and I rarely open up any of my investing out to people, but if you want to invest in this deal with me, then go to masterpassiveincome.com/Cove, COVE, masterpassiveincome.com/Cove, and give me your information. I'll personally reach out to you if you are ready to invest or you're capable to invest. The minimum is $50,000. You have to be an accredited investor, but because you know me, because you've been listening to me for so many years, just reach out to me. We can definitely chat. I can send you all the information on the property if you want to invest. I mean, last year we raised $1.5 million for the Cove the first time. Then this year, in May, we closed on a property in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We raised $1.5 million, total of $10 million. Lots of numbers I've thrown at you, but here's the great thing. We're giving an amazing return to our investors, as well as when we sell the property, we're going to have a 355-unit apartment complex coupled with a 94-unit apartment complex. That's over a 450-unit apartment complex. Institutional investors love large complexes, so we're going to be able to sell it. So if you want to invest with me, go to masterpassiveincome.com/Cove, COVE, and that will also be in the description. Give me your information. I'll reach out to you. If it's a good fit, then we can invest together. Well, I'm super pumped to share. Multifamily is another amazing asset class. Single-family homes, amazing. multifamily is amazing. Now, the student that I'm bringing on right now is doing an amazing job in his investing, and he jumped right into multifamily investing. Can you believe that? I mean, right into multifamily investing, which most people, they jump into single family homes. Single family homes are easier in general to get into. And when you get into single family homes, you play Monopoly and you scale up. Well, what this investor did was like, man, if I can get a 3-unit apartment complex or, you know, a triplex, then I got 3 properties or units making me money. If one's not rented, then I'm going to continue to make money from the other 2. He's doing an amazing job. And I wanted him to come on to share with you how he is investing. And your first thing, you're going to think, man, this guy's not, he's not a podcaster is what it is. He's not an influencer. Well, because I'm bringing on my students. These are my students who are just regular, everyday people, just like me and you. I want you to think of me as your next door neighbor who's found a way to do it. And here I am just helping you to do this. Like I said, I am an investor and now I'm just helping you. I'd love to give back. I love to help people. That's my passion in life. In fact, I want to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. If you are one of those 1 million people, well, actually, I'm putting on a challenge. I'm putting on a free 5-day challenge. I'll give you another link, but a free 5-day challenge. Literally walking you through, just like I do with all my students, for 5 days, about 1.5 hours every single day to equip you to invest. Go to masterpassiveincome.com/challenge, and then you'll also get a part of the challenge as well. And it's free. Get in there, learn, and start investing. All right, let's jump into today's show where I'm interviewing one of my students, fantastic, doing a great job, Seth Gelinieux, on the show. Here we go. Hey, Seth, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for having me.
Man, I'm so pumped that you were able or am willing to come on just to encourage people that every, you know, regular, everyday people can invest in real estate. So first question is, how did you find me and how did you find Master Passive Income?
Yeah, so I found you, I guess, ultimately through my sister. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts about investing in things. I had tried investing on my own, so I have some experience doing that. And my sister mentioned that she found MPI and had started the one-on-one coaching. And so I took a look at it and ended up signing on as well. And that's where we are now.
Love it. What's your sister's name? I don't know you. Or so your sister was a part of our community already.
Yeah, Erica Foster.
Oh, I know Erica. Yes, actually, we hung out at an event back in, I think it was like July in Florida. Yeah, great. Yep. And I met her husband as well. Good people.
Yep. Yep, they are.
Love it. Love it. Okay. So what made you started investing in real estate and then knowing, obviously, you know, it's hard going on your own. It's much easier if you have somebody coaching along the way. But how did you get into it and then jumping into the coaching here?
Yeah, so I guess it started when I was in my early 20s. I lived in a mobile home park, one of the largest mobile home parks in New England. Here, there's over 400 pads in the park. And I would walk around the park, and as I'd walk around, I'd be counting trailers and seeing how many trailers there are, and then multiplying it by how much I'm paying in rent, and say, well, why can't I do something like this and not have to go to work every day? And so it kind of started at that point. And I, of course, didn't know where to start or where to go. It wasn't something that I was familiar with or around growing up. And so I was able to get into a bunch of different podcasts. I listened to some specifically on mobile home park investing, listened to Bigger Pockets and several others. I had listened to your podcast as well. Long story short, I did do the investment of a fourplex in my home state. And I self-managed it, thought it would save me some money. And the property was actually about 45 minutes away from me. So every time I got a call, it was actually a two to two and a half hour call. And I would get calls like, hey, my electrical outlet's on fire. And I said, well, okay, so I can't really get there quick enough. And fortunately, I had a neighbor who was decent with electrical stuff. And he was able to go over and turn the breaker off. And I was able to get out there. But So I realized at that point I was buying myself a job to do it myself, and that's not really what I wanted. And I knew that basic concept of investing was to buy and hold. And so I wasn't planning on selling, but through various things, I had a bunch of people calling me shortly after COVID, because I bought it just before COVID, 2019. And had a bunch of people call me and offer me a bunch of prices, and I bought it fairly inexpensively and was able to sell it for a pretty decent profit. So I had some money to be able to invest in some other ones, and I wanted to change how I was investing from self-managing to letting somebody else do that part. And that's where I am today.
Man, that's fantastic. And so you just closed on a triplex today. And talk to us about this deal. Now, is it the same area that you live in that you got the fourplex? Like, talk to us about the deal, if you don't mind sharing how much you bought it for, what the cash flow hopefully will be when you're done.
And I want to pause for a quick second and share that honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. Now, my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So, two things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, RENTAL to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. I always talk about that, and how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts to do the work for you, and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income. Scale it up to quit your job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate, because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets.
Yeah, sure. So the property that I bought was in Birmingham, Alabama, and there's a couple of places I was looking. That was one of them, and I bought it for $125,000, and it's being it's triplex, and the market rents are $900 per month on it,
On each.
but on each, yep, and the. When I talked to him about the property before I purchased it, one of the apartments was at 550, and the other two were at 485, I think it was, something like that. But they said at closing all three would be at 550, and so I did of course ran a bunch of numbers on it, and at 550 it really is not making a lot of money. It's about $125 per unit, but if you bump that up to the $900 a month, then it's doing really good. It's over 300 a unit. So I went ahead and looked into it some more, and went ahead and pursued it, and I was able to get a DSCR loan on it, and so now we're at the closing.
I love it. I love DSCR loans are fantastic. When I first started investing in 2006, I wish loans like that were around. You had to basically just get a regular conventional loan, which was hard, much, much harder to get. Now so for you listening, a DSCR is a debt service coverage ratio loan, which is basically a commercial loan for a small single family home or a triplex, a fourplex, which is amazing because you do not have to personally qualify. Like, I don't have to have a job that says, yes, you have enough money coming in from your job to be able to pay for this loan like you would a normal mortgage. Now the property performs well, and then that pays off the loan. So that's fantastic. And now, so you're closing on, you closed on it today, and we were talking a little bit before that you have some things you got to work out, like the plumbing or the main drain going out, as well as termites inspection. Talk to us about what's going on now, and then the process to get it rented.
Yeah, so the place is currently fully rented. So I don't really have to get it rented. Unfortunately, the rents, the what's the word I want? The contract for the tenant was up in January,
Oh, the lease
but
agreement.
when the lease agreement, there we go. But when when the seller went to up their rent to the 550, he bumped them out to another year. So now it's out to October at the 550. There is some cosmetic work inside that would need some repair. There's a dishwasher in each unit that doesn't work, some stuff like that. But for the most part, they're decent. There is some other work that needs to be done on the outside. If it was going to be rented for a Section 8 tenant, but for now, I mean, it's rented at the lower rate, and I'll make some money still. But
you'll be increasing as the lease comes up.
Yeah.
Who are you getting to manage the property?
I actually have a lady who is my realtor and my property manager, which is convenient. She's really been very good. It's LiveWell Properties is the management company, and she's really been great with just communicating back and forth, and she does a lot of work on her side where I don't have to because I'm not there. It's quite a ways from me, so it's convenient to have her there, and she's got a whole team of people that she works with on her side, and so we're actually. She's actually getting a plumber. I just spoke to her an hour ago. She's getting the plumber out there to try and get the quote on the sewer main so that we can get the termite bond from the seller. And there's certainly some things that need to be updated, but as we move on with it we can get things updated and rents up to market. Should be pretty good.
That's fantastic. How did you, because people are going to ask two different things. Number one, how did you find the property? Because that's always like, oh, how do I find properties? Well, what we do is we obviously show all of our students how to find them and how to get other people to find them for you, which is great. But then also, how'd you get the financing? We got the DSCR loan, but the down payment. And talk to us about first finding. How did you find this property?
So this property was one that was in a listing that my realtor gave to me. So she signed me up with the parameters that I asked for. About every day, I'll get an email that says, these are the properties that match the parameters that you wanted. And it was in that list. And being a triplex, honestly, when I first started listening to your podcasts, I was really not excited about the whole single family residence idea, just because from personal experience, I have had the fourplex. If I have somebody move out, that's the rent that's not coming in. But if I've only got one tenant, I've got no rent coming in. So it was something that I wasn't too keen on. But I can definitely see some benefits as well. And I've kind of warmed up to the idea. But with the triplex, you can have lower rents and still meet your monthly requirements a lot easier because you're splitting it over multiple tenants. So that one actually came through my realtor.
Yeah, no, that's great. Finding it through a realtor, with Master Passive Income, we try to find as many people as we can that would send us deals. Realtors are great. Mm-hmm. Wholesalers are great. Other investors. We've even had title companies send, hey, this deal fell through. You might want to take a look at it. And so as long as we have other people like you're doing, because, you know, we're busy. We have lives, we have families, jobs, and everything like that. It'd be much better if we had somebody else that actually is doing all that work for us and we just hire them. That's terrific. And so in this property, you're 100% right. If you play Monopoly, eventually you want to get to multifamily. We have a property that has multiple units in it because it spreads out the costs. It also has, if one's vacant, you have more rent coming in from other properties. It's a give and take, you know, on both. You get less rent, whereas a single family home, you're going to get higher rents because, you know, people living next to, you know, physically touching their walls or touching somebody else. It's just not as appealing as a single family home. But I think they're all great. Asset classes, like they're just different asset classes, especially even like mobile home parks. William Parmer
who's a part, he's a student now, a coach here at Master Passive Income. He loves mobile home parks. That's like his bread and butter now. And so these are all asset classes. If you just figure out how to get these in your portfolio, they're going to perform well as long as you're able to get the experts to do the work for you. Does that all make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I've actually had another email just come in from another guy, another property manager, real estate agent in Jackson, Mississippi. He sent me a 4-house package that they have for $300,000 right now. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, but that was another one that just got sent to me. So,
yeah, so we were chatting too about getting into larger complex or like larger multifamily. But before we get there, financing. So with DSCR loan, which is fantastic, what was the down payment like, and what is the current, because you bought it for 130, I believe you said, but what's the down payment? What's the payment like every month?
Yeah. So, I opted to put 30% down just because I had the cash and I wanted the lower interest rate. I got it at 6.75 at the closing. And payment is about $868, I think it was, and that includes insurance and tax, property taxes.
Yeah, that's great.
It's after the rents are up, one renter would pay for everything as far as the mortgage payment, and then
taxes, insurance too.
Taxes, insurance, yep.
Man, that's great. So, what's your plan for increasing the rent on, because it's 550 now. We want to get it up to 900. What's your plan?
Yeah, definitely. So right now, like I said, the dishwasher. There we go. The dishwasher wasn't working in any of the units, and so my plan right now was to just take them out rather than replace them, because I don't want to upfront the cost for that right now. I was going to talk to my property manager to find out if she's going to be going in and getting a new contract, and if she's going to be doing a new contract rather than just upholding their old one until it expires, then I would consider bumping up the rents a little bit there. And if they're interested in, say, wanting me to replace the dishwasher rather than just blocking it off, or doing some of the other updates, I would consider increasing the rents at that point. And I don't know that I want to up it all the way to 900, because that would be a huge jump from 550. but definitely increase it some, and just letting them know, and if they wanted to stay, they're welcome to stay, and I won't bump it all the way up for them. I'll bump it up more gradually so that they'll stay.
On the East Coast, there's not a
nothing.
Yeah, or on the East Coast, like, you know, even Birmingham, Alabama, the lower priced properties, not all of them have dishwashers. So it's not common for them to have a dishwasher.
Right.
So that I could easily see that being taken out, as long as it's not like a hole, like a gaping hole there. Like what should go there? That just a little awkward, but you can also find dent and like refurbished dishwashers too. Maybe it costs you $200, but it might raise up your rent by, let's say, $50. Maybe, you know, you never know. So you got to talk to your property manager and figure out what's best for that property.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't plan on putting one in if I'm not raising the rent, but if they wanted one, because it wasn't working anyway. So it's not like they're missing out on something. In this case, if they're interested in the rent going up a little bit and wanted to have that appliance, then sure, I'll put one in and we can raise the rent some and we can work with them on that.
So my suggestion is not like you need to dictate to the renter what's going to happen. And so if you're pulling out, you're pulling it out. If you're going to get a new one in and raise the rents, then do it. It's not, you don't want to negotiate with them. You don't want them in any part of the, like the driver's seat in a sense. It's you're telling them this X, Y, and Z what's happening. You don't want them. They don't need options. They just need to be told this is the route that we're going. This is our property, because you're already going to raise rents. So if you're already going to raise rents, because you know the market value is so much higher than that they're currently paying, they love that they're only paying $550. But if you raise it up to, let's say, $625, you know, $75 more a month, honestly, like if it's $75 more a month, and in, let's say, 3 months, what does that come out to? That is $225. You can buy a dishwasher for 3 months of rent, and that would increase, and that would go a long way if you wanted to. But yeah, definitely don't give them any options. Just say, this is the direction we're going, and, you know, make a decision and move forward with that. Nice. Now, what is the next step? Now, you've had coaching with Jeremy, one of our students who's now a coach. He's actually kind of funny story that I've known him for 25 years of my life. And I've been telling him for the longest time, like as soon as I started investing, I was telling him about it. And he was like, oh, that's neat. And eventually it took him like 20 years before he finally started investing. And now I think he's got like, I don't know, 6-7 properties now. He's doing really well, but it took him a long time to actually, and then he knew he wanted to. So he joined the coaching, and he's a good friend of mine. So he joined the coaching. How has the coaching done or been to help you to get over this hurdle to actually move forward and be able to buy these properties? Like, talk to us about the coaching.
I think for me, the coaching has been nice just to have somebody to bounce ideas and thoughts off of as it relates to investing, having a second pair of eyes. Like I said, I didn't grow up with any type of investing anything. And so it's kind of like when you start talking about it, everybody's eyes glaze over and like, yeah, whatever. It's kind of funny because I've got several kids, and so we have birthday parties for them. And my sister and I, when we get together for the birthday parties, we'll talk about what each other is doing in the as far as if they found a property, if they closed on it, et cetera. And of course, everybody else goes off and talks about their things. And we left there talking about the investing side. And I find it comical, but it's just nice to have somebody to bounce other ideas off of and even get new ideas and think about things that maybe I didn't think about as it relates to the investing.
Well, a great thing about the group coaching too that we have here at Master Passive Income is a lot of people have different questions, and I've answered basically every single question multiple times because I've been doing coaching for so long. And so I have not seen a question yet that I have not heard in the past, at least the last, you know, 2 or 3 years now. But what's great is somebody, a student coming in, they don't even really know what questions to ask and what could be a hurdle that's coming up. And so just by getting in there and listening to what other people are going through, it helps them to like, oh my goodness, I didn't see that coming. I'm so glad I was on the call so I could see, okay, now if you have the electricity off for over a year, they're gonna have to do a reinspection, you know, things like that. It's like, man, you never would have known to ask that question. That's why it's great to just be around amazing people who are already investing to help you get to that next level. Now, what's the next step for you in your investing? Are you gonna go after another triplex, multifamily? Do you wanna get larger? What's your next goal?
Yeah, so I'm actually still under contract for a single family house that I found on Zillow. It was realtybid.com was where it was. And so I kind of won the bid. I say kind of because I put a bid on it. I think they were asking $45,000 to start. So I was the only one to bid on it. I put $45,000 and I came back a couple days later and it had gone up. So I bid it up and I bid it up a little bit more. And I knew I could go up to about $60,000 on it. And before I wasn't sure about it. And it had a tenant already in it. It was a foreclosure. And so it was a bank that was doing the sale. And so I bid up to $49,750. Then it went up over $60,000. So I didn't bid on it again. I left it. And a few days later, I got an email that said that I'd won. And this was like, well, I didn't win. I wasn't the highest bidder. Well, as it turns out, the seller was bidding me up. So
the seller, yes, that's what always happens.
So, now that I know that, I'll know, hey, stop short of that because, don't bid it up if you know it's the same person bidding.
Well, and also one quick thing is you being a real estate investor, you know, the number that you is the max dollar. You never go above that.
especially you have the Greenlight Deal Analyzer. We have the Income Builder software, IncomeBuilder.io. You can go and get it free for 14 days. And then it actually, you could find deals on there. You can analyze deals very, very fast, in like a minute. But as an investor, we never overpay for a property. I've had same exact type of situation where there's some sort of bid on a property and I know my top dollar. And so I put it, they said, hey, we need your highest and best offer. So I put it in. And then they came back and said, your highest and best is the same as the one before that. I'm like, yes, that's my offer. I'm stopping there. And then they say, well, we got somebody else that's really like their offer's higher. It's like, that's great. If it falls through, come back to me. I wouldn't say always, but majority of the time they come back to me because I know my numbers. And if somebody's going to overpay, then that's fine. There are plenty of other properties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So I'm that particular one, I was supposed to have closed October 2nd, but the seller is supposed to be kicking out the tenant, the occupant, and it keeps getting pushed out. And so I'm still waiting for that to actually happen so I can go inside the property, take a look at it. So I do have that property as well that I'm
same
ready
area?
To close on. Just, yep, same area. And
what's the
just
purchase price again?
To,
you said 80?
$59,750.
Ooh, $59,750. What's the market value right at once you get it fixed up?
The market value on that one, if I remember right, was 85, 90. I think it was 90,000.
Awesome.
If I remember correctly.
How much can it rent for?
That one was 1,200.
Oh my goodness. That's going to be an amazing property.
Yes. I didn't want to go over the 60 because I knew if I had any repairs on it, because I couldn't see inside, they said nobody was allowed inside. My property manager drove by the outside to see it and it seemed okay from the outside. But
you have some
because
room.
I couldn't
you
see
have
the,
a lot of room.
Yeah. Yeah, and that one I was paying cash because it was a bid, an auction bid. So I'm paying cash for that one, and worst case, I have to go to the bank and take out some money against it, and I can still make it work with taking money out on it. So,
man, that's fantastic. And now that you're growing your portfolio, getting more and more properties to be a part of it, what is like? Are you, because I remember we talked a little bit about getting into multifamily or buying like portfolio loan, not loans, but portfolio multiple properties at one time. What's your vision for that?
Really, the vision for that is being able to scale up faster. I have a fairly large family, so I've got 7 kids.
Hold on, I gotta say. I'm so pumped. I got 5 kids. So I got 4 right there. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see it. But we just had the youngest out of the 4 is 12, and we just have a 1-year-old now. So we went right back into love having lots of kids. They're amazing.
Yes. No, I've got 7 kids. They're from 11 to 17 months. So I have a fairly expensive hobby. I'm trying to get my private pilot's license. So I want to be able to get my license and take the kids out on a seaplane and go land in the lake somewhere and go fishing and things like that. But it's really about being able to have more time at home with the family, be able to do more things with my family. I'm not a fan of having to go to work for somebody. So
that's same here.
Really, that's really the goal, is to be able to make a decent living and be able to take care of my family and let my kids have some experiences that they aren't able to have otherwise.
So you're going to continue to scale your portfolio.
Definitely. That's definitely the goal.
That's awesome. So if somebody was on the fence about joining the coaching here at Master Passive Income, obviously your sister, Erica, she's terrific. Her husband's name's Mark, if I remember correctly. Is that?
Yes.
Good. Yeah. Okay. I was like, I knew it was Mark. I did, but to run the chance of saying it wrong. But hey, Mark and Erica, good to obviously know now Seth's your brother. But anyways, if somebody's on the fence that wants to
they're looking at Master Passive Income saying, hey, I would love to start investing. I've been trying for a long time on my own, but I need help. What would you tell them about joining Master Passive Income and the coaching we have?
I mean, it definitely helps to have a friend or somebody that you can go and talk to about that. It's investing is not something that everybody is interested in. It has surprised me how many times that I've talked to somebody about investing and getting rentals, and everybody shuts it down and says, oh, you don't want that. It's just a headache. And as much as there can be a headache in some cases, the benefits tend to outweigh the headaches. So it's nice to have like-minded people that are doing the same thing, that you can get ideas from, and if you're going to do it, learn from other people's mistakes. It's cheaper.
It's so much cheaper. So, oh my goodness. I know I've spent, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 plus $1,000 doing it the wrong way. And I wish I would have just had a good coach that I could just give a little bit of money to, so that they can show me the right way and save me not just the money, because I make a lot of money now, but it was the time. All the time that I waste, well, I would say wasted, but like worked hard where I could have had a fast track by working with somebody. Whereas like, man, I quit my job after 9 years of really putting effort. Whereas I have students quitting their job in four, actually the fastest one was like two years. That was the fastest one, but average about 3, maybe 5 years to be able to become financially independent, which you think, oh my goodness, man, if you're like 25 years old, and in, let's say, 3 to 5 years, by the time you're 30, you don't have to work anymore. Oh, my goodness. Like, why not do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's so much nicer not to have to get up. I when my last son was born, I took the summer off because I was able to get 6 weeks of FMLA. So it was unpaid. But with every one of my kids, I always took some time off. And I finally, on the last one, decided I was going to take the full 6 weeks. And he was born May 31st. And so I had from May 31st, and I didn't have to go back to work until, I forget, late August, I think it was, mid-August. So it was great. I had the whole summer off, and we got to do all kinds of things, and I want to do it again.
Well, being up in New England, too, that's, you got to cherish the summer, because winter rolls around really quick.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it's been pretty mild so far, but it's
awesome.
Certainly colder than Alabama, where my property is.
Yeah. And I know I personally invest up like all over the Midwest, and just knowing the difference between people don't move in the winter when it's up there, when it's freezing, like in Ohio and all that, they don't move. That's just, and I don't blame
them. Try not to.
Yeah.
A lot of people just kind of sit at home and wait for the nicer weather.
They do. So what lessons have you learned, or the one in particular, or maybe a couple that you've learned through the process of you going through this now that you could share? You had one, a fourplex that you, you know, invest in, you started the first, and then you sold it, which was great, because then you got that cash flow, or that cash where you can buy more real estate, and now building the business right. I mean, going from doing it one way, then now doing it a different way that's more business oriented, where we're starting, you know, getting cash flow, getting other people to do the work. That's an idea. But yeah, so what other lessons have you learned?
It's definitely been, I think the biggest struggle that I had with the whole thing was letting go enough to let somebody else do the management. Because I had my own ideas of what I wanted to do as far as the property goes, and what my intention is, which I think really is where it comes down to making sure you find the right team member, if you will, to be on your team, because you want them to have the same or similar mindset to you as far as what you're doing. I mean, I don't want to be the local slumlord. Or the absent slumlord. So in one instance, I want to provide some housing for somebody and obviously make a profit off of it. And so the process of setting up all of the business contacts beforehand really is one of the biggest lessons that I had to learn when it comes to changing how and where I'm doing a lot of my investing.
I think, yeah, I'm with you. In my area, it costs a lot of money to buy a property to invest in, as opposed to some other areas that are going to be so much better, where they're not as high of a dollar amount. Let's say, you know, $400,000 plus, you know, dollars for a property. If you could buy a home for $150,000, give or take, and then still make cash flow, it's so much better than having a $450,000 loan out there and, you know, having to worry about that. But man, Seth, this is so great. I'm so glad you're able to come on and encourage people that, you know, just regular everyday people like us can absolutely do this. So I really appreciate you coming on, Seth. So, I mean, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and sharing your experience. But I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me, and hopefully it was out.
And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777. R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.